This is Time Signatures with Jim Irvin, a podcast and radio program presented by the Capital Area Blues Society in Lansing, Michigan. Most any contemporary musical style can trace its roots back to the blues. Time Signatures explores the blues and its musical connections with captivating interviews, lively discussions, and news from the world of the blues.
You know I'm crying, crying, baby, driving up in
And now, here he is, your host, Jim Irvin.
Well, hey, welcome everybody. I am Jim Irvin, and this is Time Signatures. It's Summer Blues Festival time, and I recently learned of a band that I just had to talk to. I'm always learning, always listening, and always expanding my music collection. So when I heard these guys, it was an absolute no-brainer. American Blues Scene calls them, quote, a thunderstorm of original blues music, and Rock and Blues Muse states, a creative force in modern blues. The Milwaukee-based quintet smokes, smolders, and burns like a swig of good whiskey, and they're known for their strong brew of tough original blues in hard-hitting live shows. Now, it's not like they're new to this blues scene, no indeed. In fact, they've been out there on the circuit for over 22 years, and they recently released their seventh studio recording, Testifying, which I understand was an EP last year. Enough of my chatter. Let's welcome lead vocalist Jeff Taylor, or JT, and guitarist Jeff Schradl, two of the five better known as Blind Pig recording artist, Altered Five Blues Band. Pull up a chair, guys, and welcome to Time Signatures. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, man. Great. I appreciate your time. So here's the rule. Like I said earlier, whenever the two of you, when there's two people here, please feel free to bounce off of each other with your answers. I mean, you guys, let's get the most out of this opportunity. So, JT, let's start with you, man. Talk about your earliest memories of music, would you please?
My earliest memories of music, especially blues, was my mother's house cleaning music. Weekends, you know, so it was all Bobby Blue Bland, B.B. King.
Yeah.
All day Saturday, all day Sunday. And so that was my upbringing. I mean, since I was 3-4 years old. So that's my earliest memory of it. You know, I was in marching band in high school and then sang in the choir. And I was a trumpeter for a long time. And, you know, singing was kind of like a secondary thing. But once I got out of school and started playing in bands, you know, sang backup for a long time for a lot of female singers, actually.
Okay.
And then, you know, ran into these guys, and then rest is history.
Right. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, kind of a gumbo of all kinds of music growing up. I'm a guitar player. I started playing guitar, I don't know, I was like maybe 9 years old, but I kind of went through every phase, you know, you rock music way back in the day, went through a heavy jazz phase. I love a lot of jazz musicians, but mm-hmm. it's kind of always rooted in the blues, and certainly have studied that and just kind of really everybody. But, you know, the rock blues guys, you know, the Hendrix and the Stevie Rays all the way back to, you know, whatever, the jazz blues guys. And of course, we're huge fans of the current scene and know a lot of people and respect kind of everyone. So, but yeah, I started as a guitar player and eventually got into other things and certainly songwriting and this and that. But yeah, this band has been going since what, Jeff? 2002. I mean, we're 20, almost, I guess, 23 years, and we've been around. So a lot of albums, and I think that's one of the strengths of the band, is we have so many different influences and sounds and styles between the five members. The other guys being Mark Salveson on bass, Alan Arbor on drums, and Steve Hubler on keys.
Okay. Now, I have to hear the story. How did this band come together?
I was working in a music store. I was teaching piano to kids on the weekends.
Okay.
And a mutual friend of ours named Chris Kringle said, "Hey, man, I know a couple guys that are looking for a guy." And I thought about it and, you know, got the number and talked to Jeff. And that was pretty much it. We did one little introduction thing. I sang a little bit, and they told me, "Don't call us, we'll call you," you know. You know, and then, you know, a couple hours later, they called back.
Yeah, the first thing was he was going to sub for a previous band on Keith.
Right.
And okay. I think that gig fell through, but JT said, you know, I sing too. So then I'm like, well, shoot, you know. So yeah, it was, and man, we spent a long time just trying to figure out what we wanted to do. And it took us a lot longer to figure out what we're good at. It took us, you know, several years, seriously, to, you know, we're playing gigs, but we didn't really find what we're doing until we started writing songs. And then we kind of found our own voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did a lot of arrangements. That was the one interesting thing early on, was that we, our arrangements of songs, you know, we were doing blues versions of rock songs.
Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of how we started out. And then, so we had arrangements, and it wasn't like, hey, let's just play the record like the record. We didn't do that. And we spent, I mean, we were in the basement for almost 2 years before we played a gig. So we, that was, I mean, really, it was like, what was it about, Jeff, 16 months, 18 months, something like that. Yeah. And it
long
was
time
just,
ago, yeah.
Like, and yeah, putting the songs together and then doing the arrangements. Yeah.
So that's, is this the same? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said that's partly where the Altered Five came from, as we were messing with tunes quite a bit. And our first record was called Bluesified. It has all covers on it. Sorry, Jim, you were going to ask the original members or something like that?
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, is this the same iteration of Altered Five that started out all those years ago?
Pretty close. Yeah, Steve was the original keyboard player who's with us now. For a time, he was out of the band a little bit, and Raymond Tevej was in the band, and he sadly passed away a year ago. And Al joined on drums maybe in 2017 or so. So yeah, okay. For the most part, it's the same group. And yeah, we've been kicking it for a long time.
Now, look, I guess you could call me late to the party because it seems like I'm always learning about new bands, and you guys are no exception. I don't mind telling you that I have become a big fan already over the last week since I found your music. And I'm just, I believe in being honest here. Okay. But I dig your music. I appreciate music that makes me feel. And your band does that on a regular basis when I listen. So good on you guys for that.
No, thank you.
Yeah, man. Now, glad you found us.
Now, there's something infectious about your sound, okay? I mean, really. I've been listening to your Charmed and Dangerous and 10,000 Watts albums, and I absolutely want more. I listened to the 20th anniversary today, and I was like, I've not found a song that I haven't enjoyed on these albums. And it blows my mind because, you know, usually I'll hear something, I'll hear five or six songs in an album that really flip my trigger. But your sound is solidly in the blues neighborhood, but you also include a healthy dose of soul, a bit of R&B, maybe some funky notes. Am I missing anything?
You know, I think the thing is that we, it's our process, right? It's the song, our songwriting process. Jeff is a principal songwriter of the band. All the other guys, myself included, you know, we write songs as well. It's a democratic process, and we've been doing this for years. Jeff will call and say, hey, you know, you got any ideas, or I got any ideas. Listen, you listen to this whole thing. And it starts just like, you know, we just grow the songs. It takes a while, and we've learned to be patient with that. And to, you know, if anybody has some input, to really, really allow individuals to have some kind of ownership of what's going on as a collective. And that's where you get all those different elements from. And just the other week, you know, we spent a lot of time in rehearsal. Hey, listen, I got an idea. Let's try this. Let's try that. Jeff's a riff guy, right? So these guitar riffs and things like that, and putting all of that together, that's been our process for, I mean, the last, you know, 10, 15 years. That's why you get all those elements in there, is because that's kind of, that's what we've been doing for quite a while now.
Yeah, I have to tell you, it's a lot of fun to listen to your music because you never know where it's going to go, but it always seems to be a fun ride. And I was looking at some of your history in 2015, your album Crying Mercy, one album I don't have yet, took the top prize for best self-released album at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis.
Yeah.
Charmed and Dangerous won Song of the Year at the Independent Music Awards and the Wisconsin Music Awards in 2018. And right. your band has also had regular rotation on Sirius XM's Bluesville. Now, mm-hmm. I could go on here, but you guys pick it up. Clearly, you're doing something right, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like I said before, starting with our third album, Crying Mercy, we kind of found what we do, and we got really selective with the songs. Like, it starts right. with the songs. If you don't have a song, you know, why spend a ton of time rehearsing it and recording it? You got to have songs. I mean, so we kind of figured out songs are not easy to come by, so you have to really work at it. You got to find the right songs. And then if you have a great song, the musicians, starting with JT's voice, will bring it to life. So that's kind of it. And we've had, you know, a number of songs that, you know, we love playing live that people like. A lot of those are on that 20th anniversary vinyl that you mentioned. And
right.
you know, we've got different songs that people like to hear us play. You know, Great Minds Drink Alike has been kind of a real popular one, and, you know, several others too. But like I said, it took us till our third album to figure it out. And sometimes I think we're still trying to figure it out. But but real proud of, you know, every album, especially, you know, even the last two or three.
Well, over the last 23 years, over that course, I'm certain that you guys have shared the stage with some national names. Love to hear about some of those that maybe you've opened for, played with.
I'd tell you the biggest one is Buddy Guy. Buddy's been so good to us, playing at the club, playing at Legends in Chicago, and, you know, comes on stage, and now when we're there, and he has been just so instrumental and so supportive. He's been unbelievable with allowing us to play, you know, having us play at the club. And we, you know, we played for an album release party, mm-hmm. The double album set. And we're just super grateful. Shamika Copeland's been wonderful as well. Dear friend and very supportive with her show. And she always makes sure she plays us. So yeah, it's been good. It's been good. And we are just grateful to be part of the family. You know what I'm saying? It's just been really, really, really wonderful experience.
Jeff, how about you? Got any input on that one?
There's so many. Like I said, we're fans of the whole contemporary blues scene, and we see a lot of the people at different festivals here in the States. Mm-hmm. Often we've done a lot of the larger festivals, whether that's the Big Blues Bender or the Tampa Bay Blues Fest or
very nice.
Tons more. And then of course we've been overseas, and we were just in Curacao in the Caribbean few weeks ago, and you know, we saw all sorts of familiar faces down there, and then mm-hmm. not long later we saw them again at another festival, you know, here. So yeah, I mean, I you know, all the usual names that you love and you hear, we've probably been on shows with them at one point or another. But yeah, appreciate it. Intrepid Artists is our booking agent. A little shout mm-hmm. out to them and getting us out and about.
Now, I have to ask you, since you've done some traveling, what has your experience been with, I'm assuming you've been to Europe, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Six times, yeah.
What's your experience been with the European audiences?
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, great. I think we made our first trip over in 2017 at the time. I think it was called the Grolsch Blues Festival, and that was kind of the first time over. We did a number of shows that year, and we've been back over, I don't want to say 5-6 times, and yeah. a lot of great theaters in France. You know, we did the Switzerland Lucerne Blues Festival. We've been in Poland. This year we'll be in Romania. Wow. We've been Netherlands, UK,
Spain.
Yeah, we had some great shows in Spain.
Yeah.
Bullfighting ring in Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, if you didn't perform well, they were going to let the bull out? Is that what you're telling me?
No, man, it's so warm there. You got to play in the middle of the night. That was a great festival. Just a lot of music lovers all over the place. But even here in the U.S., you know, there's a great, great blues contingent who likes to attend blues festivals and mm-hmm. supports it. And even a lot of people who... We get a lot of, hey, I don't normally like the blues, but I really like you guys, you know, other people who enjoy the band and both locally and regionally who come out and see us just because they like original music and they like the songs.
Have you guys had an opportunity to play in Australia yet?
No, we haven't made it to Australia, but, you know, we're always up for that.
All right.
The reason come on, JT. That flight's. I don't know about that one. Yeah. You know how much we love flying, but yeah.
Right.
It would be great to be over there, though, and certainly a lot of blues programs over there who have played us through the years and supported us. But man, I would be. That's a hell of a flight. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's.
Through your travels, each of you, give me your favorite gig that you've ever done. Is there a specific place in the world, a concert that you played, a blues festival, or maybe a blues act that you really enjoyed playing with? Give me your favorite story.
My favorite blues story for me was the North Dakota Blues Festival, right? And it took place at the North Dakota State Baseball Stadium, and a 10-hour drive, right? 105 degrees, and we had never really played in front of a crowd that big. It was probably about 7,000 people, and the entire infield was covered with bodies. And we only played about 40 minutes. We had a sub keyboard player from Minneapolis. You know, everybody's hot, and we're all getting there. And I was the first one there, and I didn't realize the guy comes with the golf cart right from the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And he takes me into the stadium through the dugout doors. You open the dugout doors, right? And he drives his buggy in, and the people are going, ah. And I'm looking around like, who are they clapping for? You know, I'm looking, and all of a sudden I see myself on a Jumbotron. And I got to tell you, man, that was one of those moments where I was thinking, I might be onto something. We opened for the Thunderbirds.
Oh, wow.
And it was one of those days where just, you know, I was super nervous, and then I got over it, but it was super hot that day. And then the merch, you know, there was probably I signed autographs almost an hour. And then, so those are a lot of firsts. And I think the other one for me was the first time we were on the radio. We were on Rack of Blues on Bluesville, and Jeff and I are in the car, and we're driving to Iowa. And as soon as we get to the sign, Iowa welcomes you, the song comes on the radio.
Wow.
And we didn't have the typical reaction. We just kind of looked at each other like, oh my, okay. And so we started being super critical about, you know, like I sound like I'm in the shower. I'm doing the whole thing, right? We go to Iowa, we play the gig, snowstorm, a blizzard on the way back. We're driving about 30 miles an hour. As soon as we get to the sign back in Wisconsin, Wisconsin welcomes you. The song came on the radio again, about 12:30 in the morning, and I knew then, like, okay, okay, we're into something now. You know, those are my two favorite stories. So,
Jeff, hold on, Jeff. Before you take off, I want to ask you. I got to ask JT, where did you guys debut on Rack of Blues when you heard it that night or that day?
Oh my God, what number was it, Jeff?
I don't know. Yeah,
it's I don't forget. It's like maybe 11 or 12, maybe something like that.
Okay. All right, Jeff, what were you, man? Give me your favorites.
Yeah, man, there's so many. I don't know. I guess last year, maybe the year before, we were in Poland at the Rawa Blues Festival, which is a really massive indoor blues festival, and that was really memorable. I think on our first trip over to Europe, we did in Utin, we did the...
Yeah,
the Baltic Blues Festival. And I just say that one because it was, isn't this really cool city, like square? And it just was just really a great vibe to it. And there's some video of that night that's kind of special. I mean, a lot of them overseas. I can't remember them all now. Like, see the Moulin Blues was a fun one. And the Galdorf Festival is a really good festival. So many I'm missing here in the States. I mean, there's lots of them too. White Mountain Boogie.
Yeah.
Sure. Is a great festival up there. So yeah, there's, I don't know, too many memorable times, but yeah, there's a lot of great, it's great seeing people. And when you travel, a lot of times you're going to cities that, you know, maybe if you were a tourist, you wouldn't go to. Like if you're going to go to France, you're probably not going to go to Cologne. You're not going to go to, shoot, what's the blues festival there? The big one in the small town, named after the drink.
Cognac.
Cognac.
Cognac Festival.
If you're
going
to go to France, you're probably not going to go to Cognac. It's a small little town, right? But Cognac Blues Festival, you know, is amazing. And, you know, you get to see that city and drink cognac right there in the square. Stuff like that. Just being in places that you normally wouldn't be as a tourist, you know, is always really cool.
Yeah, he and Jeff mentioned Utin. We in Germany, the entire town was there. Like they were closed, the stores were closed, like they closed the town, and everybody had this beautiful square, had a big fountain in the middle, and everybody was there, and like everybody was there. It was good. That was great food. They fed us, and it was wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. And the love they gave us was just amazing.
Very cool. Okay, gentlemen, what is next for Altered 5? Any new projects, tours, other exciting news that you can share with us?
Yeah, we're working on new material. Might have to go for an eighth album pretty soon. So yeah, we're looking at taking a trek back down to Nashville to record again this summer. And, you know, we don't know kind of when that'll come to fruition, but hopefully by early next year or so, maybe there's some new music, you know. But yeah, we've been writing and rehearsing a little bit, and maybe we'll try some of the songs out this summer over some shows and festivals. But yeah, we're still doing it.
Very cool. Where can folks go to learn more about the Altered 5 Blues Band, maybe buy some CDs, vinyl, or merch? And by the way, I ordered a shirt and a hoodie, which won't be here till tomorrow. So I'm kind of bummed because I wanted to wear it and surprise you guys. And it won't get here till tomorrow. But anyway, where can they go for all this? Or maybe if somebody wants to book you for a gig.
Yeah, booking a gig is through Intrepid Artists. And you can find all that on our website, altered5.com. If you hit the contact button, I think there's links, our link over to Intrepid Artists. And you can link to merch. You can link vinyl, CDs, all really through our website, and our show calendar is up there and all that good stuff.
Well, now that you've been here, here's my offer to you. As with all of my guests, you have an open invite to come back anytime you guys have news to share and you need an outlet to get it done. You got a new album? Call me. You got a tour? Call me. My door is open to you guys. And thank you from the bottom of my heart so much for joining me today on Time Signatures. I appreciate you both.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much for the coverage, for all you're doing, and appreciate it. And yes, we will be back. We'll hit you up for some coverage of the new record, and we'll get you an advanced copy so you can enjoy that. But in the meantime, you got to get the other records if you don't have them yet. I forget which ones. Holler If You Hear Me and 10,000 Watts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, I've got four of them, so I need to get the other three. I promise you, I mean, listen, I believe in supporting the artist, okay? I don't just talk about it. I don't go out there and stream. I buy first, I stream later. And that's what I did with your albums, as I actually went and downloaded a couple off of Amazon so I could get the digital downloads and use them. Because one of the things I like to do when I'm preparing for an interview is immerse myself into the music of the people that I'm going to be talking to. It really gets me into the mood for the interview in itself. So again, thank you very much for coming and joining us. And I look forward to chatting with you all again. Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Once again, my thanks to JT and also Jeff Schradl, but also to you, for without you, none of this would be possible. Jim Irvin reminding you, keeping the blues alive is everyone's responsibility, but preserving the history of the blues one story at a time, that's my mission. Until next time, so long, everybody.
This has been Time Signatures with Jim Irvin, presented by the Capital Area Blues Society in Lansing, Michigan. For more information on cabs, visit capitalareablues.org. You can find this episode and past episodes at lccconnect.org. The Time Signatures theme song, Michigan Roads, is used by permission and was written by Root Doctor, featuring Freddie Cunningham.
You know I'm crying, crying, baby, driving up in
Until next time, keep on keeping the blues alive.